He's a ginger. He's a ginger.
To the Ginger Show. That's right, once called the Ginger Snap Show, I figure let's get away from the naming the show after, I think it's a cookie or something. I don't know. I'll be honest. I have red hair, but I have never had a ginger cookie or whatever it is, a brownie. I don't know if I've had anything with ginger in it. It'd be hard to know, okay? But anyways, this episode here, guys, we're going to actually go through the upcoming UFC 254 fight card, okay? It's Saturday, it's very early Saturday, and that's abnormal. It's abnormal, okay? We've had a few events, few UFC events where, let's start at noon. And I'll tell you what, disappointing, because I've missed fights because of that. Luckily, I heard about these fights, you know, starting at 2 o'clock. So had I not heard that, I would have just been under the assumption that it started at the regular time. I mean, 9:30, the prelims start. And that's bizarre. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know if anybody knows why, but we're going to discuss this card. We're going to talk about all these fights, but I want to mention before we get into that, new stuff, new artwork, new music, new podcast, essentially. I mean, you're getting the same host, you're getting the same content. I just freshen it up every couple of months. But let's get into this. Saturday, October 24th, UFC 254, Khabib versus Gaethje. All right, and that's really why we're here. We want to talk about that, but the first fight is Joel Alvarez versus Alexander Yakovlev. Sure, it doesn't matter, does it? Either way, I picked Alexander to take this fight, even though he is a 17% pick on ESPN. Then you have Liana Jojua versus Miranda Maverick, and it looks like Maverick's first fight in the UFC, and what a cool last name. So she was my pick. Then you have Sam Alvey, the veteran Sam Alvey, coming in 33-14 against Da-Eun Jung, who is 13-2. And I went with the 13-2 Jung. We'll see what happens. You know, sometimes I throw him out there just because. Then you got Alex Oliveira versus Shavkat Rakhmonov. And this is a 50-50%. You know, 50-50. Where half the people picked Alex, the other people picked Shavkat. And I went with Oliveira. Then you have Stefan Struve and Tai Tuivasa coming to clash at heavyweight. And Stefan Struve is that 6'11" heavyweight fighter. Great jiu-jitsu. He's got some knockouts, but he's definitely a tough fighter. And Tai Tuivasa, fun to watch. He's the guy that chugs beer out of a shoe. But I picked Stefan Struve, who is only 34%. Then you have Nathaniel Wood versus Casey Kenney. I went with Nathaniel Wood, who is only 22% to win that fight. And then the question here is, will any fighter on the main card land 200 or more strikes? 69% of the people voted no. And I was one of them. But the next fight coming up on the card is Magomed Ankalaev versus Ion Cutelaba, which this fight has been, they've been waiting to do this fight. Okay, so there's a lot of animosity between these two fighters. And I believe that it's going to show in the octagon, in the octagon. Magomed is 13-1. Ion is 15-5. And I went with Magomed Ankalaev to win this fight. 85% also chose him. Then you have Lauren Murphy, who's 13-4, versus Lilia Shakarova, who's 8-1. And I went with the veteran Lauren Murphy, who's been around for quite some time. Then you have Jacob Malkoon versus Philip Hawes. 88% picked the 8-2 Philip Hawes. But I went with the 4-0 Jacob Malkoon. Then you got Alexander Volkov versus Walt Harris. And this is another heavyweight clash, and I went with Alexander Volkov. Then you have Robert Whittaker versus Jared Cannonier. And I'm confused by this because I feel like I just saw a promo for Izzy calling out Jared Cannonier. But now he's fighting Robert Whittaker. So it seems weird to think that win or lose against Whittaker, Jared Cannonier gets a title shot. Seems like the only way that should happen is if he wins. But either way, I got Cannonier taking this fight. Because I didn't know the dude fought in heavyweight. I had no idea. I knew he was a 205-er. But, wow. Power translated. And I just feel like Rob Whittaker isn't that fighter that we used to like watching. I mean, he's fun to watch, but I just don't think he's champion material anymore. There's too many fighters that are way more advanced than himself. He has great stand-up and whatnot, but it's kind of expected. It's like the Diaz brothers. Fun to watch, but you're not going to see them win a title at any point. The next question is, which of these fighters will land the most significant strikes? Whittaker, Cannonier, Volkov, or Hawes? And I went with Volkov. I don't know why. I just feel like he's definitely going to get it. But the real reason we're here, like I said, is Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Justin Gaethje. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Some fights since the quarantine that I've been looking for, and I'm disappointed it's going to be over early, in the sense that the card starts super early in the morning. So by, I would imagine, 5 or 6 o'clock, fights are over for Saturday. But I also think that Khabib is going to be shocked. And a large percentage of the world is going to be shocked. Because when you think of fighters, when you think of champions, when you think of dangerous athletes, I think about Justin Gaethje. I would say from the moment that I saw him knock out James Vick for talking shit, I knew he was going to be fighting for a title very soon. Now, one of two things was going to happen. He was either going to fight for a title against Khabib, or he was going to get that money fight against Conor. So here we are. We're at the title fight. He got to fight Tony Ferguson. Now, keep in mind, let's look at this. Justin Gaethje fought and beat up Tony Ferguson the same way that Tony had fought and beat up Anthony Pettis. Kevin Lee, I think. All I know is, like, maybe even Donald Cerrone. Yeah. Tony Ferguson's, like, last 3 to 5 fights have been stopped because of damage. Okay? Because of blood. Because of cuts. And then he comes in and fights Justin Gaethje, and he gets beat up. He loses the fight by stoppage. You see what I'm saying? That should show you the level of Justin Gaethje as a fighter. And sure, we can sit here and say all of the great things about Khabib, because there are many. But keep in mind, you know, his last few fights, what he's done, and his last few fights, his dad was there. His dad was around. So now he has that weight on him. And sometimes a fighter comes in harder. They come in more ready to be a champion when something like that happens. But then there's fighters who are severely... affected by these things. And it makes them fight badly. It makes their head be somewhere else. But the way that Khabib fights, I think it's a mental thing anyways. Yeah, he's strong. Yeah, he's talented. Yeah, he's skilled. But I think it's his mental. That's why the way that he responded to Conor in all of his shit talking, it was very professional, very in his brain. So the only thing that Justin has to worry about in this fight is being taken down and getting gassed out. So one of two things, I believe, have to happen. Number one, he has to come in and finish this fight quickly. He has to hit him a bunch of times until the fight gets stopped within the first minute. Or he's got to play it very smart with how often he decides to stuff takedowns or get up from the takedowns so he doesn't get gassed. Because what happens is these guys are trying to get up when Khabib takes them down, and that is wearing them down. They're getting tired from doing it over and over and not accomplishing it. But to all of our knowledge, we've been told that Justin Gaethje is this, you know, incredible wrestler, but he just doesn't use it. And I think this is going to be the first time we're going to see him use it. He's going to have to. But because of who Khabib is and because I saw him rock Conor McGregor, there is still that option of him coming in and somehow knocking out Justin Gaethje. But then again, Justin's got a great chin. So that's why this fight is very interesting. They're highly matched. It's going to be a great competition. But I do have my money on Justin Gaethje, even though Khabib is 28-0 and has not lost a fight. Having his first loss be to Gaethje, not bad at all. And depending on how it goes, do they run it back? Does Gaethje fight Conor for the belt next? What happens? I mean, the 155 division is on fire. But the final question here is simply Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Justin Gaethje. How many takedowns will be recorded? And 2% of the people said exactly what I said. Zero or one. And the only reason I said that is because I'm hoping Justin comes in and finishes it quickly. But that's the Ginger Show. Bye.
He's a ginger. He's a ginger.
Ginger! 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 kids are born with a disease which causes very light skin, red hair, and freckles.